Coach's Insight programs continue on Care here tonight, getting you set for week three of the high school football season. Joined now by Atchison County Coach Cody Tettmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I'm sure a lot to dissect after the week two loss to Riverside last week. It was a 26-7 final. Just the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from the team's week two performance.
I mean, obviously that score does not indicate how tough of a game, how close that game was. You know, we came out and scored first, and then it was 7-7, you know, pretty well the entire rest of the game till the fourth quarter. You know, we got backed up and they got a blocked punt on us, and that led to their go-ahead touchdown. And then when that happened, you know, when that punt happened, actually, you could tell that the boys were not in good spirits, you know, a little nervous of what was going to happen. And obviously Riverside scored three more times after that punt block. So we fought a heck of a game. Defense played lights out for a solid three quarters. Just had a few mistakes here and there, and that's kind of the difference in the game.
Yeah, you mentioned, and you probably just answered my next question in terms of the turning point in the game, but you referenced the block punt that led to the go-ahead touchdown, and you just mentioned kind of the demeanor maybe of the team was a little bit different after that. You know, how hard is it a coach to challenge your players, you know, in a spot like that where it may not look like they need to where they need to be in terms of, like, the attitude and everything? Just how challenging is that as a coach when you see kind of those ebbs and flows with your team?
You know, it's always a challenge. The last couple of years, you know, something like that would happen, and we'd go downhill so fast. We battled adversity in the first game against McLaughlin. We battled some, you know, Friday night with our first possession shoot. I think we went three and out. And then we had to punt away, and then they ended up muffing the punt. We got back on it, and that gave us a little bit of life and belief that, you know, we're better than people thought, and we're better than we thought. So, you know, we took a timeout and a possession early where things were kind of getting backed up and everybody was rattled. Took a timeout and just kind of calmed everybody down and tell everybody to take a deep breath and let's go play ball. So these kids kind of believe, you know, what we're capable of. I mean, obviously we have a brutal schedule, but you know, they believe we're improving. They believe we're getting better. They believe we're a better team than we have been in the past. And sometimes they just need to be reminded of that. So, like I say, you know, I asked them after the game if they were happy with the way they played or if they, you know, if they gave everything, and they said no, but I was not mad or upset with the effort at all. I thought we played hard until, you know, the last 10 minutes or whatever that game was.
Couple more minutes here with Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer. Coach's Insight, getting you set for week three. They take on Valley Falls on Friday night, which you can hear on Care Radio. We'll talk about it in a moment. But, you know, week three, it sounds early, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, eight regular season games, Coach, we're 25% through the regular season already. What's one positive you've seen through the first 2 weeks? What's one thing you want to see your team work on as you move forward to week three and beyond?
Yeah, I would say positive is learning how to deal with that adversity, getting kids to understand that they're going to make mistakes and that's okay, and learning how to bounce back from that. And I thought we've done a fairly decent job so far this year. We just got to work on, you know, when we get tired, our communication is not good. We forget to talk to each other and tell each other what we're doing. And that's something that we worked on yesterday in practice. And moving forward, we got to get better at always telling each other, you know, talking to each other makes the game of football so much easier and just makes it a lot more fun when you know what each other is doing every single play.
Right here on Care Radio, Friday night, you guys are going to be at home against Valley Falls. It seems like some festivities going on, certainly some things that are going to make that a good atmosphere on Friday night. What's the initial thought on this Valley Falls team that are 1-1 through the first 2 weeks?
You know, obviously Valley's a lot more improved than what they had been, you know, last year or the year before. You know, they're hungry. They got some guys out. They got some good athletic looking kids. And, you know, I ref a lot of basketball, so I saw Valley multiple times in the last few years. You know, they got athletes on the floor. So obviously that translates to the football field as well. Got a couple kids with some good size, and they're going to be after, I think last year it was a one score game at halftime and they were hungry, and we have to understand that they're not just going to lay down because we're Atchison County. They're going to be out there trying to get a win. And you know, we got to be focused. We got to be, nothing is easy. We talked about that Friday night that nothing is easy and everything hard is earned. So we're going to have to get out there and earn it.
Finally, Coach, give us a few keys, expectations. What's it going to take to get a win in Week 3 at home against Valley Falls this week?
We talked that the defense just has to fly around and continue to make plays. I really thought we switched to a different defense last Friday, and I really thought I was a little nervous on how it was going to go, and really thought we did a good job. Linebackers flew to the ball well. We had some D linemen step up and have a big game, and we're going to keep pushing defense moving forward. Offensively, we got to find a way to move the ball. I know Riverside's defense is really good, and they flew around as well, but we got to get up and down the field and against Riverside, our first possession lasted a total of like 8 minutes. And that's great. That's fantastic. But we got to do a better job of getting up and down the field and working up front to create holes and running back see the holes and put the ball in the end zone.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us. It is brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. The Tigers are 1-1 through 2 weeks. They're at home against Valley Falls this Friday night, week number 3, broadcast right here on Care Country Radio. Coach, thank you so much for tuning in with us one more time this week. We'll talk to you ahead of week 4 in a few days or so. We appreciate it.
You bet. We appreciate you guys. Go Tigers.